it now. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Appreciate you being here. You know, as we were talking yesterday, Anthony Blinken, I just don't see is ready for prime time. I don't see that Anthony Blinken is ready for prime time at all, in fact. He was in front of the U.S. Senate, this time in person, which is remarkable, considering he didn't show up in person for his conversation with the House the day before. And he was getting hammered by Democrats and Republicans alike. Let me give you some flavor of the Democrats that were not impressed with him and not impressed with the Secretary of Defense. I'm going to start with bite number five. It's New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, chairman of the Senate committee, who knows a lot about being scandal-ridden, clearly disgusted by Blinken and his failure to do much of anything or answer any serious question. Bite five, go.
Let me turn to the focus of today's hearing. Mr. Secretary, the execution of the U.S. withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed. This committee expects to receive a full explanation of the administration's decisions on Afghanistan since coming into office last January. There has to be accountability.
There has to be accountability, he says. He's right. And it's not all he said. He had a lot to say about Lloyd, about the Secretary of Defense, and not impressed with anything that he had to say or do. Here's bite seven. Listen to this. Bite seven.
I think more questions should have been asked with regards to Afghanistan as to what the potential consequences would be so that we could take steps to deal with that. For some reason, that didn't happen, but now the issue is we have a situation in Afghanistan that represents a national security threat. We damn well better do what we have to do to protect our security.
That was Leon Panetta. He is the former Secretary of Defense for Barack Obama. I wish he were in office today. I do. So now we'll go back to bite number six, where Senator Menendez calling out Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, currently for ditching the hearing, saying he had a scheduling conflict. Really? Never heard that before. Listen to this.
Second, I'm very disappointed that Secretary Austin declined our request to testify today. A full accounting of the U.S. response to this crisis is not complete without the Pentagon, especially when it comes to understanding the complete collapse of the U.S. trained and funded Afghan military. His decision not to appear before the committee will affect my personal judgment on Department of Defense nominees. I expect the Secretary will avail himself to the committee in the near future, and if he does not, I may consider the use of committee subpoena power to compel him and others over the course of these last 20 years to testify.
And there you have it. I will compel him by subpoena to testify. He's never seen anything like it. And Bob Menendez isn't exactly pure as the driven snow. You might remember he's been through a couple of deep ethics dives by people looking into his background and behavior when it comes to people that are too young to be with a man of his age. Let's leave it there because it was never proven. But he's been through a lot of this. And there you go. Meanwhile, Democrat Senator Tim Kaine, former candidate for vice president, among those on the left calling the failures of Anthony Blinken out on the table for all to see and to hear and to understand. It's not just Republicans looking at Afghanistan and saying this is an absolute disaster. Joe Biden and his administration are an absolute disaster. Bite number one is Senator Tim Kaine. Here he is.
The notion that General Milley said that nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days, I just don't think that's true. I know it wasn't the consensus opinion, and I know it wasn't the most likely possibility.
Well, of course it was.
But the possibility
it happened.
Of the collapse was not 0%.
No.
And it wasn't 1%.
No.
It probably wasn't 10%. It was probably based on what we've been hearing in this committee and others have too. That was always a fairly, it was a possibility that had to be grappled with. And I guess one of the questions that I'll get into over coming weeks is, if the administration really said nobody could see this coming, then that probably suggests that the contingency planning for something that was a real possibility wasn't all that it should have been.
Meanwhile, by the way, apparently there's a battle inside the palace in Kabul, the presidential palace, a fight for power there, the Haqqani network, battling with Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. Baradar's position as diplomacy carried the day, while the notorious Haqqani network insists that victory was achieved by their unrelenting willingness to fight the Americans. And Baradar is now missing. Presumed dead, in fact. The prime minister, deputy prime minister, presumed dead. Well, he was in office for what? A week? Ha, welcome to Afghanistan, where we left Americans behind. The Haqqani network, brutal, bloodthirsty Haqqani network, now in charge of what happens next to Americans, to Afghans that helped Americans for 20 years. And where are those California high school kids? I keep scanning and scrubbing the internet. I can find nothing. And by the way, if Baradar is dead, what about those that said, oh, it's going to be stable in Afghanistan? We'll be all right. We'll just negotiate with these folks. It'll be... You idiots. Absolute fools. All right. Let's shift gears just a wee bit. It's time to save some money. 15% off site-wide at Muskox. Men's action wear for you, Muskox. Just go to gomuskox.com. Put in the word Gruber. Is your promo code, and you'll save 15% site-wide. It's great action gear for men. It's an American company. It's made for you right here in the U.S. of A. Promo code Gruber. GoMuskOx.com. You know, you can order for Christmas early. For the man on your list, you can get something for yourself, too. GoMuskOx.com, the place to go. Again, that promo code is Gruber, and you'll save 15% site-wide, and you'll look cool doing it. What do you think of that, huh? Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.